Do I sound different this week?
Not to my knowledge. Why?
Well, I've grown a moustache now.
Oh, yeah, you have grown a moustache now. I like it, honestly.
Well, I'm still 50-50, but we'll see how it goes.
Is it, like, are you getting used to it at all? You keep playing with it, which I feel like is a good sign.
I mean, you know, they've just got to go through the phase, and it's a bit itchy, I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I don't know if it'll make the season.
Yeah, look, that's fair enough. I personally think it's quite charming.
Well, thank you. But I'll tell you what can't grow a moustache.
Robots?
Robots.
Yeah, robots can't grow a moustache. Yet. Oh.
The future is coming.
I have no doubt that one day they'll be able to.
The bearded robots. They're coming in hard and fast. So what are we talking about? What is this episode?
So this is we're going to cover some AMAs.
Yep.
And we're going to go through the fight card for tomorrow's fight.
Oof, what a fight card.
Boy, howdy, it's going to get rowdy, I reckon.
I reckon too. But let's get through these AMAs because I do want to get to this fight card.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll start us off, okay?
Okay, what note are you going to start us off on?
I'm going to start us off on a note that I just want to get done and dusted, okay?
Okay.
This is Hydra and Fusion and I guess Son of Waiachi as well, but no one really asked any questions about Son of Waiachi.
Well, Team Waiachi.
Team Waiachi. All right, so I'll start at the start, I suppose. What have I got?
You've got papers.
I wrote it all down.
Oh. Sorry. Enjoy that.
Look, it was my dad's birthday today. I was at my little sister's house. I had to write this down. I had to use actual pen and paper. Someone asked, would you ever make a walking bot? And they replied with, only once they're happy with their bots now and they can make a walking bot that's fast enough for them. So I guess they're just not happy with the speed that Chomp's going.
Yeah, not impressed with Chomp speed.
Someone asked what their nightmare fight would be. They replied, most of the people replying was Jake Ewert from Team Waiachi. You need to be ready for anyone and any match up, even if it's the bad ones, in quotations. Because apparently when people match up, they'll purposely give you a bad matchup. And then they said, well, not huge anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, not any bot that can attack their top, really, they're scared of. I.e. Witch Doctor upside down. They don't like it when bots can drive inverted because it...
Well, stop flipping them in the air.
Right. And apparently there was also an unaired Hypershock match last year where Hypershock was flipped upside down and did a bit of damage.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah. Someone asked for their response to all this controversy, which was bound to happen.
I'm dying to hear.
I think there, honestly, one part of their response I was happy with, which is just, when is it ever a bad thing to have this much active engagement from fans?
That is a really good point.
And I was like, you know what, that's pretty fair, I'll give you that. But then he went on to say, to be honest, he loves that everyone is so emotional about it, will gladly play the heel, sees that everyone is maddest about the corner pin / no pin situation that happened in that fight between Hydra and Huge.
Yeah, I think the back talk to the ref got to a few.
He sees it as a grey area. Working them into the hammer was critical for them. Says that Huge was pretending to be pinned to complain to the ref, saying that they had space to move.
Oh, I don't. I've watched it back. I have to disagree on that point, Jake.
Yeah, look. They started off strong in their response, and by the end of it, I was pissed off again.
Well, fair enough.
I was like, okay, well, you had me, and then you lost me.
You had me in the first half.
Yeah. Someone asked, how do you build and incorporate hydraulic/pneumatic systems into Hydra? They replied with, hydraulics had minor changes this year. We'll be making them all new for next season.
Okay.
The recharge time is around 8 seconds now, and they want to get it closer to 4 seconds.
Wow.
So they also said, look for a light next season on the bot, and that will tell you when they're full pressure.
Oh, that is a really fun idea.
Yeah.
I love when bots have, like, little visual aspects, like they just have a little LED face on them, or, like, you know, melty brain bots?
Yeah.
That have the lights that show you what direction they're facing while they're spinning. Yeah, I would love to see, like, a power gauge on the flippers.
Yeah, that's I know, right? That's a great one. I think I'm quite interested to see how that turns out. I really want that to be a thing. And then someone asked, do you like cheese? And I was very confused by this.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Reese said, what is cheese?
Oh.
And then someone else asked, do you use fusion to make cheese in the off season? And then Terry Ewert said, sure, fried cheese curds are the best. So I don't know if I somehow missed some kind of like sass in these questions or not.
We're not in the loop.
No, I'm confused by the cheese question.
If you know the answer to what's the deal with the Waiachi cheese questions, please email us at botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com.
I am confused. I honestly don't understand. Do you know where Warrior Dragon / Clan is being stored? And what happened to Walking Death, that gas-powered robot that's horizontal from memory?
I don't remember that one. I'm going to have to look them up.
Yeah. The answer was they're just in the mezzanine storage.
Of course.
And Walking Death may never happen. The new rules limit the sizes of weapons and couldn't pair it with a 60 wedge bot, whatever that means.
Yeah, you've lost me on that one.
Yeah, look, I don't know. They lost me too. I was like, okay, I'll write it down. And then I think this is the one that got me the most. Someone asked, new rules next year, penalizing, like, with the new rules next year. So maybe there's new rules next year?
There is. I actually have a note to talk about this.
Okay, cool. Because I didn't hear about
this. I'll fill you in.
Cool. Thank you. New rules next year penalizing those who don't willingly fire their weapons. What would your game plan be for huge? And then their response was simply, the weapon was at 100%, so firing and missing would satisfy that rule. Problem solved.
Wow. That is an interesting stance to take.
It's I know.
A real hill to die on there.
I know. Yeah, they've really chosen a solid hill to die on. That's all the things that I found particularly interesting about the Hydra one. I kind of just got annoyed about the controversy again, so...
Yeah, just brought it all back up for you.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Plus, it was my dad's birthday, so...
Yeah, little, you know, that's fair enough. Well, I can tell you, first of all, before I get into the Kraken Ask Me Anything, which was a lot of fun. So, BattleBots confirmed that they will be updating the rules and guidelines for the next season in regards to willful non-use of primary weapons. BattleBots... They took the blame in a Facebook post off Team Waiachi, pointing out that they, you know, Team Waiachi discovered a loophole and exploited it fully. And, you know, that's down to the rules. That's not down to the judges, the referee, or Team Waiachi. Really, that's up to BattleBots, the organization. Here's a quote here. They said, fans need to know that BattleBots takes this very seriously. We are not and never will be a fake reality TV show, which I love to hear.
That's actually fair.
Yeah, their heart is in the right place. That's very reassuring in these very trying times.
Yeah, well, that annoys me even more now, though, that is their response to that. Just saying that they'll fire it once and miss, and that'll satisfy. No, well, it won't satisfy.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how BattleBots, as an organization, and the rules committee that will meet in the off season, will take that into consideration, Jake.
Yeah.
But onto the Kraken AMA. The first most important question, perhaps, is how tempting is it to talk like a pirate post-fight interview?
Oh!
And now, Matt Spurk, you know, gave a bit of a more lengthy answer, but I've just sort of summed it up as very.
Good.
Very, very tempting, but I think they thought it could be a little bit too much.
Oh, just do it once.
Yeah, just once.
Just once.
I mean, if he, you know, I'm sure if he wins... If he wins a finals match or something, the pirate talk might come out. Who knows?
I really hope so.
Somebody asked, how sharp are the teeth? And I was shocked at this. As sharp as a freshly sharpened pencil, which is very sharp.
Yeah.
Because I draw a lot and I've been stabbed by a lot of pencils.
What?
in the line of my work, pencils are my number one hazard.
Hang on. I need you. Sorry. I just need you to explain. How you get stabbed by your own pencil?
I'm just always twirling them, and I'll just drop them, and I'll be like, ow, you know, try to catch them.
You would have thought that something as, like, soft and delicate as drawing, like something that's so peaceful sounding, it's actually quite violent.
Go to put it behind my ear, you know, miss a bit, have it backwards, it's not a good time.
Oh my gosh.
So those teeth are sharp. Apparently they'll go through a quarter inch of aluminium-like paper, which is amazing.
Whoa.
They have two sets of teeth. The ones we've seen so far are the 6-inch ones, and then they have a 3-inch set for taller bots. So they can...
the little baby fangs.
Yeah, the baby fangs for the big bots.
Yeah.
Many people are asking about the weapons specifications, and also they have a set of armor for horizontal spinners, so there was asked about that too. So the teeth are made from 4140 steel. They're hand forged into points and then hardened. Now, I didn't know this actually. Kraken as a crusher works using an airbag. I don't know if it's I don't think it's an airbag from a car. In fact, I'm certain it's not an airbag from a car. It's a bag that you can fill with air that is high pressure.
That sounds similar. What you've just described sounds a lot like an airbag.
Well, yeah, but I think airbags also... airbags are different in cars. I'm almost certain of
it. But it's a bag that's filled with air.
It is a bag that's filled with air. I need you to move past this point.
It's an airbag.
It's an airbag. You've got me there. But, yeah, I didn't realize this. It's an airbag. So, we've said that a lot. I'd just like to reiterate for the listeners at home that the airbag...
You're a dunce.
I'm not even going to say it again. But it acts like a cushion. And it actually, you know, not only does it power the crusher, but it also absorbs some of the energy from hits, which is why their jaws are so resilient. He got the idea after he saw his father-in-law using a said object to move an entire wooden deck, because you can use that as like a lifting mechanism while constructing things. Which is pretty cool.
Did he also get the idea from perhaps a car's airbag?
That with no car airbags were mentioned. I just want to reiterate that as a first and final point. No car airbags.
All right.
Now, the pressure in the bag is 300 PSI, and that delivers 60,000 pounds of force, which is pretty huge. But I think they have a higher pressure bag at the moment that they haven't really tested. I got the feeling that... they're going to increase the... In fact, I have some notes about this later. They're going to increase the pressure from 300 to 450 or 550 PSI, depending on the frame can withstand. So I think they noticed in other fights previous that, you know, the frame has to take all that strain of this bag inflating and put it into the crusher. But obviously, if the frame can't take the strain, it's going to buckle and crack. So they've noticed that a bit in previous fights, maybe in previous years.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I don't think any fights this season, but in previous years.
Wow.
So I mentioned their horizontal spinner armor, just to tick that off. It is 3/16 of an inch AR500. That sounds pretty sturdy to me.
Sure.
In terms of the upgrades for next year... they're going to plan to move the jaw pivot point forward, which should improve how quickly they can deliver a bite and also increase the bite strength, which seems cool. They also have maybe a new material sponsor for next year. So the frame will be 50% stronger, which is why they're going to test this new PSI, I think. And they'll obviously also have some weight to spare so they can make some changes to the teeth, maybe. Maybe new material for the teeth.
Interesting. I mean, part of me is worried about them playing with new material for the teeth because their teeth are doing really well this season.
They are doing really well. I think it's just that a lot of bots are taking their armor off the sides and putting them on the top when they have to fight them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's hard to go through. So they really just want to be, you know, the fastest, best crusher in the field.
I mean, go for it, Kraken. You got this.
Yeah, absolutely. More importantly than Kraken's upgrades, I'd just like to touch on the upgrades plan to Wally.
Oh, yes.
Which that somebody has asked.
I really need to know.
Now, Wally did great this year because it had an upgrade to a four-wheel drive. The only upgrades that we can think is really in the driving. Maybe Matt Spurk's boys are going to drive it, who are becoming really capable bot drivers.
Oh, sweet. That's exciting.
Yeah, so we can see them piloting Wally, which seems fun.
Little first mates.
Exactly. Even though we saw Wally got run over no less than 3 times in the Witch Doctor match, apparently. But, you know, thanks to Fingertech Robotics... he's going to be back. He's going to be back this season.
I'm excited about Wally. Wally's one of my favorite mini bots.
Somebody asked, what is Kraken's favorite bot snack? And Matt Spurk answered, Kraken generally prefers small to mid-sized vert spinners. We're trying to introduce her to a horizontal spinners this year, but you'll have to wait to see that.
I love that.
That's a good answer.
Oh, that's really good.
I wonder who they're going to fight. Maybe Perfect Phoenix. Maybe.
Or is Son of Waiachi in this season?
Son of Waiachi is not in this season.
Yeah.
I think they may be in another bounty match.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
All right.
Someone asked, what other smaller robots have you built? He's built over 20 or 30. Now, I had to include this because his personal favorites have some excellent names.
Ooh, okay.
One of them is a nightmare-esque ant weight called Black & Decker Robot Wrecker.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't know what that is a reference to, but I'm going to look that up later.
I think Black & Decker, from memory, is like a hardware store.
Oh, true.
Look, I'm not American, but this is like, in my brain, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
It's a good sounding name. And another one is called Big Old Blade, or Bob for short.
Oh, that's good.
And he's working on a brushless version of Bob right now.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So, you know, maybe try and catch Matt Spurk's, ant weight, beetle weight fights.
That's exciting.
His dream matchup was asked. He's been saying for 3 years that Kraken should be a nightmare for Tombstone, which is an interesting, pretty strong position.
Yeah.
And I can see why he would say that. He thinks this is the first year that they are good enough to actually step in the box with the king of kinetic energy, Ray Billings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be an interesting fight. I mean, Tombstone does have a big black square for you to chomp on.
Yeah, this is true. You could get a good hold of him, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
The worst matchup, conversely, he said, is Sawbots like Sawblaze and Scorpios. And yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the big exposed head and them hitting over top.
Yeah, that would just completely destroy it.
And that was about all I had for Kraken.
That was very good, though.
There's some interesting stuff. I did not know about this airbag situation.
I've learned a lot about Kraken. I can appreciate it, that's for sure.
Do you want to tell us the tale of the tape on Scorpios?
I will tell you the tale of the tape on Scorpios.
Is that copyright?
I don't know what is it from.
It's from something. I sure hope it isn't.
No, I don't. I've never heard it before. Okay, so the first question that I saw was someone asked, how is Scorpios different to Sawblaze?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a pretty important question. They have similar designs.
Yeah, certainly.
They said Scorpios is smaller and denser, which is pretty weird to think about. They're also more heavily armored in different sections. However, they do share driving tactics. Then they have like completely different motors and parts and all that thing. So yes, they are completely different bots. They just drive similar.
Yeah.
Pretty much. How did Zack take over from Orion as captain between 2018-2019 season?
Ah, so Orion was the captain. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So Orion had carpal tunnel and wasn't able to complete full duties as captain. He was in the crew in 2019 and helped pass the torch. During season 5, he's branched off now to work on hijinks. So that's just left the captain's seat completely available for Zack to step in, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, cool.
Someone asked how much drive power is behind Scorpios. All they wrote was 2 full-sized mags overvolted running our drive.
That sounds serious to me.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what that means. Somebody might. Cool.
It means something to somebody out there.
Maybe one day I'll know what it means. And then somebody asked, because Zack was a yo-yo champion at some point.
Yeah, he can really spin the...
Yeah.
I don't know what the yo-yo slang is.
The yo?
Spin the yo's. He can yo the yo's.
How do you become a yo-yo champ?
Good question.
And then the answer is, to become a yo-yo champion, you must...
No, I need you to commit more to the voice here.
Okay, sorry. Let me just start again. To become a yo-yo champion.
Shivers.
You must find a yo-yo master. Quest to find the master yo-yo. Help save the yo-yo princess. And find the yo-yo Triforce.
Oh, wow. I wonder... That is powerful.
Yeah, but then at the end they said, in all seriousness though, big thank you to Bird in Hand from Chico for teaching. I don't know.
Okay, that must have been his yo-yo master.
Yeah, that was his yo-yo master that he found.
Yeah, I didn't know the Zelda sort of universe and the yo-yo sort of universe crossed over like that with the whole Triforce. But
I'm surprised that you didn't know this. You're a big Zelda fan.
Yeah, now I know.
Should have known better.
Look, I can walk the dog. Maybe it's not that far off.
Can you rock the cradle?
I sure can't.
Damn. I'm not very good at yo-yos. I never really had a yo-yo phase growing up.
Oh, that's a real shame.
I know.
You gotta get a good yo-yo. That's the thing.
I did those, like, the devil sticks and...
Oh, yeah.
And the other one that's, like, the big yo-yo on the string with the two sticks.
Is that not... Oh, yeah, yeah. The Diablo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had those.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
I wonder how yo-yoists feel about diabolists. I'm not going to go there. That's enough circus talk.
I feel like they probably have a rivalry that is deep-seated.
Yeah, and fiery.
Yeah. And then there were some other fun questions that I really enjoyed. I'll answer this one first. How thick is your armor? Somebody asked. And I found the answer quite interesting, honestly. The wedge is 3/8 of an inch AR-400
mm-hmm.
with a 1-inch rubber washers layer.
Okay.
And then a secondary layer of 3/16 AR-400.
The rubber washers layer is really interesting.
Yeah, I found that intriguing.
Reduces the force that goes into the rest of the butt.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. And then what was the second layer, sorry?
3/16 AR-400.
Okay, yeah. Wow, interesting.
I know. I found that middle layer of rubber to be... I was like, cool. Okay, it sounds like it would be really effective, honestly.
Yeah.
Absorb a lot of shock.
So far we have seen it is really effective.
Yeah. Someone asked, if you had to have the same design for Scorpios but a new theme, what would it be? And they said they'd paint it like a crab and call it Crabios.
I like that.
Yeah, I was like, I like that a lot.
No, I really want to see somebody do up a, you know, concept of that.
Yeah. Someone asked them what their, like, the whole team's favourite thing about Scorpios is.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett said how hard they are to knock out, which is true. They are tough.
Yeah.
Ben just said drive.
Nice.
Leslie said, built like a tank and can take a serious hit and come back for more.
Absolutely.
Zach said, love how the robot slides on hard turns.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And Diana said, the way the wedges are configured. So yeah. They all had like something different that they enjoyed about the bot.
It's a good bot.
Yeah. And the last question that I had from this AMA with Scorpios was probably one of my favorite questions that I read. And it was... who else's bot would they want to drive?
Okay.
And who would they want to tag team with?
Ooh, I love the tag team questions.
Yeah. So Bennett said that he would want to drive Rusty and he'd want to tag team with Rusty. I was like, yes, very good.
Yeah, nice. So just two Rusties
Yeah,
then?
Just two Rusties.
That sounds like a real hero of the people's match.
Yeah. Ben said that he wants to drive Chomp. Which I think is pretty fair, because I think it would be very fun to drive Chomp with its tiny little legs. And tag team with Sawblaze.
Ooh, that would be a good matchup, I think. With the dustpan, you could, like, scoop up things and bring them over to Chomp's hammer.
Oh, yeah. Leslie said drive Shatter, which would be lots of fun as well, I reckon. And tag team with Hydra.
Interesting.
Yeah. Zach said drive Mammoth.
Which, oh, yeah.
Smart.
Who doesn't want to drive Mammoth?
Right? And tag team with Bite Force.
Yeah, okay.
Just chasing that nut, mate. And Diana said drive Hydra and tag team with Tombstone.
Yeah, wow. Devastating combo.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, and that's all I've got for Scorpios.
That's fun. They're a good team.
And honestly, I will say throughout the AMAs, they were... a lot of talk about how people love this team and they love the enthusiasm that they bring as a team to the sport. And yeah. I couldn't agree more, honestly.
Yeah, they really bring the positivity and all the sportsmanship.
Yeah, and even like people were saying on social media, like, you guys are always so positive and up to date and always talking to everybody. And I agree. It's very good.
It is good. I hope to talk to Scorpios more in the future. They are an excellent team. I have here the AMA with Ghost Raptor, and it was a lot of fun. I'll get out of the way, first of all, the jackpot fight.
Yep, that was an excellent fight. I mean, not for Ghost Raptor,
no,
but...
not for Ghost Raptor, no. So, yeah, that was asked a bit. So, Chuck said it was not intentional to go butt first into jackpot.
That is good to know.
He couldn't decipher in his mind at the time or now how it happened, But after the fact, the real worry was whether the side pods were going to get hit. So he just backed up into it. Which is, you know, just when you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, honestly. Like,
the weapon coming off was avoidable. He had hesitated to weld the support pedestal for the weapon, which I don't really know what that bit is, Chuck. I'm not sure if anyone... I'm sure some people know what that bit is, but I don't know what that is, the support pedestal. But it's fixed now, and it's much better reinforced.
Good to know.
So that'll be good moving forwards. The chassis splitting was down to just one 3/8 inch bolt. The fight with Shadow was far more expensive because they burned out two drive motors and cracked the main weapon motor. Say that three times
the
quick.
The main weapon motor.
All right, show off.
I said murder at the end.
Oh, no. How would you rate the build difficulty and engineering of Ghost Raptor compared to others? Because it is a really unique bot. Chuck said, the real challenge is having high energy weapon with a degree of freedom. To do so, the head's chromoly, and I've just learned what this is, it's chromium and molybdenum, which is sounds expensive to me.
Yep.
But to do so, the head's chromoly supports had to be reinforced, costing £20 on their own. So yeah, it's quite a engineering feat and design challenge to have this big spinning weapon that has articulation in it.
I'm not a scientist or engineer. I just watch TV shows.
The only bot that has this kind of weapon with a high kinetic energy weapon with articulation is Warhead, really, that we've seen.
Oh, yeah, true.
So somebody asked, if you had to choose to focus on the spinner or lifter parts of Ghost Raptor, which would you choose? And Chuck's answer was basically, choosing one or the other kind of defeats the purpose. The real idea is just to have a bot that can, in quotes, shapeshift, which is a really interesting term. He wants to create a machine with the same basic elements each match that can radically shift to take on a variety of robots, which is really interesting because I don't think he's talking about just different weapon attachments here.
No, it really sounds like he's trying to create one machine that can verse everything.
Yeah, basically. His teammate actually later on, Vincent, talked about, you know, how it's sort of a rock, paper, scissors with like wedge, spinner, lifter. And yeah, the real heart of Ghost Raptor is trying to succeed in countering everything, which is like the Holy Grail bot, really.
Yeah, I mean, although they've had kind of a rough start to the season, I really want this to happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're looking at season 6. I think they've got some ideas on how to hone it in, but we'll see how he goes for the rest of the season, because it sounds like he's got some gremlins out too. You know, Ghost Raptor at the start of this was really a rookie bot coming back in.
Yeah.
Even though it's a bot that's been around since 2015.
But this concept is, like, really exciting. If there's one thing I love, it's when people bring new bots to the arena. And that's what Ghost Raptor is. And I love the idea of this a lot. Like, a lot, a lot.
Yeah, totally. So somebody finally asked about I don't know if this has been answered somewhere previously, but I've been wanting to know. They just asked, Sabretooth Cat? Referring to the t-shirts.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. So, yes.
Like, what is this? And here's the quote. He says, still makes me giggle like a schoolgirl. Kind of goes with the theme. Nothing makes sense with this robot.
Which, I love it.
Yeah, it is really true.
I love it.
And just trailing on from that, where did the name come from? He said, I like the original intent was for the robot to be able to float like a ghost on just two of its front wheels using the gyroscopic forces when lifting the head with the weapon spun up.
Whoa.
So, yeah, if you can imagine it, like, spun up and tilting the weapon until it can just sort of, like,
fly
a little bit, like the back wheels come off.
Whoa, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, additionally, one of the AC-130 gunships is called Ghost Rider, which is pretty cool. And he also just likes the phrase Ghost Rider in the Whip.
Ooh. That's cool.
So, somehow Raptor got in there too. Who knows? Like,
look, I'm into all of this, honestly. Chuck, you're doing good. You're making me proud.
And final question, what was the motivation for season 5? And Chuck said that, well, he said something heartfelt about his teammates Eric, Vincent, and Sabri convincing him. But then Vincent gave us the real scoop, which was that Chuck had promised to wear a wedding dress in public if he ever wins a giant nut on BattleBots, and that deep down, Chuck just really wants to wear a dress in public. So, you know, we can all look forward to that. I hope you get, you know, I hope you make the bracket, Chuck, and I hope you make it all the way to the top, because I want to see your dreams come true.
But I will also just say this, Chuck, you don't have to wait to win a giant nut to wear a dress in public. If you want to wear a dress in public, just do it.
That's true. You can just do it.
There's nothing stopping you.
But wouldn't it be great to have that win?
It would be. It would be.
And yeah, that wrapped it up for the Ghost Raptor AMA for me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, nice. I will say, on going back to the Ghost Raptor kind of t-shirt design, saber-tooth thing, it really reminds me, it's like a futuristic, stylized version of the logo of my favorite band, Red Fang.
Oh, right.
They've got like a saber-tooth tiger skull as like their logo. Yep. And so every time I see the Ghost Raptor logo, it just reminds me of my favorite band's logo. And it brings me lots of joy.
Well, that's cool. Shout out to Red Fang. Maybe give them a listen.
If you like stoner rock, go for it. They're the best.
Tegan likes good music, as far as I know. So they can't be too bad. Should we get in amongst this fight card?
Well, let's talk about it.
So, this is the fight card for BattleBots Season 5, Episode 6.
Yeah, I think that's what we're up to.
That's what we're up to. First fight on the list, Rotator vs. Valkyrie.
Undercutter v. Undercutter.
There's going to be some hectic weapon-to-weapon hits here.
I mean, unless Rotator goes up, but I feel like it would be kind of stupid to put their thing on top because it would just miss Valkyrie, I reckon.
Yeah, they won't. I don't think so.
Well, who do you reckon's got the stronger Undercutter?
I think Rotator probably has the heavier one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a really heavy weapon this year. And I'm not sure, you know?
I will admit I'm nervous for Valkyrie in this matchup.
I'm very nervous for them too.
Like, Rotator, their theme for the bot drives me crazy.
Right.
With the gold and the light up things. It's, I don't know.
Not to your taste.
It's really not to my taste. But it's a good bot. That's the main takeaway, is that Rotator is a really well-built bot, really well-designed bot. Oh, yeah.
They're looking so strong this season.
But my heart is just in it for Valkyrie.
I see.
So, I really want Valkyrie to take him to the...
So, yeah, let me ask you, you want to win Valkyrie?
I want Valkyrie to win.
And who do you think will win? Tegan's hiding in her shirt.
I think Rotator will win.
Ah, well, my answer is the same. I think Rotator will win this match.
Sometimes and it's so...
It is hard because Valkyrie, you know, is a really good undercutter. And I want them to be, like, the best undercutter in the field.
I do too.
Because they feel so dedicated to being an undercutter.
I know. They don't have any other configurations like most really. Other bots.
They have, you know...
They've got different attachments, but...
The real question is, what weapon will Valkyrie bring?
Ooh, yeah, that is a good question, actually.
Sweet Caroline, the other ones, I've forgotten. Cause...
I wonder what their heaviest one is. Is that Sweet Caroline?
It's the only one I remember, so...
Well, it's just because of that one song.
Sweet. No, Caroline. We've already done this. This has been done.
I don't care. I'll do it every time.
So, yeah, that's going to be a hard fight. Moving right along, though.
Extinguisher versus Gigabyte. Well, we've seen both of these bots perform.
And, yeah, I mean, Gigabyte's got the better track record here, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen Gigabyte really taking a panel off Grabbot in the intro clips.
Yes. So,
we know Gigabyte's still spinning strong, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Extinguisher's, you know, sorted out those gremlins.
Yeah, maybe they've fixed those technical gremlins, and they could take it home, but I wonder how effective a hammer bot is against a full-body spinner.
The answer is not very.
Yeah.
And that is going to be a tough one to swallow.
Look, I'm going to go for Extinguisher just because... I need to believe in them.
They got a lot of glitter, and you're into that.
I love the glitter. They've got little flashing lights, which they should keep on for the matches.
Well, you know what? I'm low-key a bit of a Gigabyte fan. If I had to pick between Captain Shredderator and Gigabyte...
Oh,
it's
Gigabyte Day.
Well, I'd pick Gigabyte every time. I just like the fun colours that they usually bring. And they look a bit different this year, but I do like the fun flames as well. So... I'm going to go for Gigabyte, and I reckon Gigabyte is going to win this.
I reckon Gigabyte's going to win this one, too.
But you're going to go for that underdog energy.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to, but I want to.
Yeah. Well, that's very fair.
Slapbox versus Sharko.
Oh, now, this one is going to be... This could go anyway, really. I really just want to see Sharko work.
I want to see Sharko work as well. But Slapbox is really quite... I think Slapbox has got something good going on.
They seem pretty agile and, you
know... Their first matchup was with Tombstone and they survived majority of it.
I think they'll probably pack less armor and they'll probably have, you know, some better lifting capabilities maybe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a flailing fight.
Yeah. But I do really want Sharko to work and I want Sharko to win a match so bad.
Yeah, I think Slapbox is the kind of bot that Sharko could get a good chomp on. They seem to have a little bit of clearance from the ground and maybe we can see that Shark's Mouth really get in under and over.
Oh yeah.
This bot.
Yeah, look, it's going to be an interesting matchup. I want to see how Slapbox drives in this match. I think that's going to be one of the major telltales. I actually want to see how Sharko is going to drive in this match as well.
Well, Slapbox doesn't have as much experience as Sharko.
Yes, that's...
But I will say, Sharko looks like a harder bot to drive.
It's got a tail.
It's got a tail, that's right. Hopefully we can see some more tail hits, because I do love that.
Me too.
They don't seem to count for any points with the judges, but they count for points to me, yes, Sharko.
Yes, no, it's... yes, that's it. So who are we going for?
I'm going for Sharko. And I reckon Sharko's going to win it.
You know what? I'm going to back you. I'm going to go Sharko, Sharko.
Double down on quadruple down on the shark.
Yeah.
Throw the shark a bone.
Yes. Throw the shark some chum. Is that what it's called?
There's chum in the water and it's Slapbox's wheels.
Is that what it's called? Is it
yeah,
chum?
It's called chum. You're onto it.
All right. The chum bucket. That's right.
This next match, though... It's the double M. It's Mad Catter versus Malice. And I don't know what to make of this. We know that Mad Catter is bringing their flaming hammer.
Fools, I feel.
Well, look, there's no blacksmith in it this year and somebody had to carry the torch.
Look, I am proud that if anyone is carrying the torch, it's Mad Catter because I love this team.
Yeah.
But I also really love Malice.
Like, yeah, they're really winning me over.
They are a very good team. They've built a very expensive robot.
We know from the screenshots that Malice is bringing Big Red, their heavy weapon, not Purple Pain.
So not as much armor on top then.
So not as much armor on top. Interesting.
Maybe they're just feeling a bit cocky after that Shatter fight.
Well, I honestly think, you know, after that Shatter fight, maybe they learn that Big Red is the better... I mean, they don't have the armor, but on the other hand, Purple Pain is just a frame and it looks like Shrapnel just got in there and destroyed those belts. Yeah. So maybe Big Red is going to, you know, have a better lasting power.
I hope so. Like, I really hope that they can actually do some pretty good hits on Mad Catter. Same time, I want Mad Catter to be able to swing that hammer and be effective.
The drivers for Mad Catter are doing a phenomenal job this season.
They truly are. They are impressing me every single time they get into that arena.
I think this is a match that is... hopefully going to go the distance. It is hard with a huge weapon like Big Red, but and I saw today actually on Instagram, I saw Bunny posting about Big Red a bit and, you know, it's just got a paint job. It's looking nice and fresh for next year.
Yeah, nice. I mean, I really hope that it would get a fresh paint job. They could put glitter on it.
Yeah, where's your glitter, Bunny?
Yeah, come on. You wear flame bunny ears. Surely you can put some glitter on your
Get
robot.
Get on the glitter train, Malice.
All right, well, who do you think's going to win?
Oh, this is, I've been dreading this question.
Well, hang on. We'll start off easy. Who are you going for?
Mad Catter has really won me over this season. I'm loving Team Malice, but just, you know, Martin Mason's energy. I'm going for Mad Catter, the community college. And you know what? I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe in the Hammerbot. The spirit of Blacksmith will drive them on, and Mad Catter will take this win.
I love this enthusiasm that you're bringing right now.
Someone's got to.
I really want to double down on Mad Catter as well. I love this team.
Oh, really? I did not think you were going to say that.
I know. I didn't think I was going to say that either it came out of my mouth.
We're both making a huge mistake here.
All right. Well, look, maybe I'll say Malice will win.
At least one of us will be right then, Tegan. Yeah. This is how we do it. You can't fault us. Half of us are right 50% of the time. All right, well, moving on. Adam 94 versus Tantrum. Two bots that, you know, have had a little bit of a rocky start to the season. Certainly Adam 94 has had some kinks to work out. Tantrum has had some hard fights and proved that they are durable, if nothing else.
They got their arms ripped off them, Spike.
They did. Hopefully their arms are reattached. I'm sure that they are.
Look, I'm keen to see Adam 94 do some damage. Because last time we saw them, I feel like they weren't very effective. They were upside down for majority of their fight, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they got flipped and they didn't sort of have the best drive upside down.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something they've improved.
Yeah, and Tantrum, I'm just excited to see those alarms.
Those alarms give me so much joy.
Yeah.
And I really hope the flames are working.
Oh, yes, me too. I hope they don't get ripped off in the first 3 seconds.
No, I think this is another fight that really has the potential to be super entertaining and go the distance.
And this is another blue versus orange fight.
You know, we haven't really seen... That's true. That's another good point. We haven't really seen the potential of Adam 94, and I feel like, you know, this one could shock us. Maybe they've finally honed it in.
I mean, look, they're getting tutored by Mr. Ray Billings himself.
That's it. I can't discount it. And sometimes when we bring a new bot, you just got to work these things out. And then, you know, that third match around, suddenly it's fearsome.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what Fusion brought to the table last week.
That was amazing.
Some serious energy. And yeah, I wouldn't count Adam 94 out. Tantrum, on the other hand, their weapon has been, you know, a little underwhelming.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll actually be able to get some good damage done to Adam 94. Adam 94 looks like it's a tough bot.
It does.
Looks like it's made out of some pretty heavy duty materials. So I'm curious to see if their little tiny...
I just want to see the punch work, you know?
Me too. I really want to see the punch work.
I think it will. I think I've got high hopes for this fight in the entertainment factor.
All right. Well, in saying that,
I am going to go for Tantrum. I love Tantrum through and through. I hope they win, and I think they will.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go for Tantrum because I also love Tantrum.
You just love those little arms.
I love those little arms and the little googly eyes.
Now, what do you think though? Who is going to win? Do you have hesitations?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna say Adam 94 is going to take this one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm kind of concerned too that they're going to be bringing it.
They seem to have a more powerful weapon, if anything. It's also a bigger weapon with more hip area.
Mm.
So... I don't know. It's going to be an interesting fight, I reckon.
I think Tantrum has the durability to go the distance, even if Adam 94 does bring it. So you're wrong, Tegan.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. All right. Well, this next one is going to be really, really interesting, I'm sure.
Pain Train versus Smee. This is going to be... a time and a half. I hope Pain Train's fixed their little wheelie situation with their bot.
Yeah, hopefully they're driving better because the start of... Who are they fighting? Slammo, and they got suplexed, and then they drove better upside down. So maybe they'll just put their bot upside down this time.
I hope so, because I want to see them do something.
Yeah, you know, I wish there was an AMA with Pain Train so I could have got to the bottom with that. Maybe there is and I missed it. I'm going to look back because I really want to know what happened there. I would like to see Pain Train working. It's an interesting style of weapon and it has the potential to do a lot of damage. However, versus Smee, which is effectively two bots with a big UHMW sort of wall between them.
I'm so excited to see Smee again.
Honestly, Smee is great. Smee is also a crowd favourite.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see this long boy go again. I feel like Pain Train's not going to have the oomph it takes to break Smee apart.
I think it takes a fair bit of oomph to break Smee apart, and I wonder if they will be able to do it. I don't know if that weapon's going to have enough purchase to really get... into that wall.
Yeah, it's kind of like wedged into their bot. It doesn't stick out as far as some other drum spinners do or other egg beater designs do. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how them in that wedge of their own bot can hit that severe wedge of Smee.
Yeah, certainly. It's...
They're just going to have to drive like I wish I had a good metaphor, but I don't. I mean, simile.
Drive like a bat out of hell.
Drive like a bat out of hell. And...
you're just going to have to ramps me and then attack from the back.
Ooh, that's a good idea, actually.
That's how they're going to have to do it. You're going to have to get behind me, which is a task easier said than done.
Yeah, you just got to go full ball, use them as a ramp, and do some tech deck flips in the air.
Yeah.
And then come back around and hit them in their springs at the back. That's a good idea.
I mean...
do you reckon they thought of that?
I think Claw Viper's thought of it.
Claw Viper.
I don't know if Pain Train has the oomph. We will see.
I want to see more bots use other bots as ramps to do more tricks off.
More bot tricks. Maybe we should have a new show that's not even robot fighting. It's robot stunting.
Oh, robot stunting. I'd watch that show.
We'll have to pioneer it, Tegan. Yeah,
we can do this.
I think this is just going to be a control win from Smee. I'd like to see Pain Train work. At this point, I just really love Smee, and I'm going to be going for Smee, and I think Smee's going to take it.
I really want to see Smee use their weapons effectively this time. I felt like last time they didn't really do much with them. And having said all of the things that I've said this season about active weapons, I'd love to see them make some contact with the Pain Train with them.
Yeah, I think they could take out a wheel.
Yeah, but in saying that, yeah, I'm going to go for Smee, and I reckon Smee will take it home.
All right, yeah, we agree. We agree on Smee, but the main event, Tegan, this one is a doozy.
Ooh, I'm nervous and excited.
It's the battle of the MIT teams, and, you know, I found out today that they actually have a history together.
It's Uppercut versus Sawblaze.
It's going to be a big one. So, Alex and Jameson, yeah, they have a history. You know, Alex in his freshman year was taught by, I think, Lucy on Team Sawblaze was a TA for Alex. And then, yeah, him and introduced him to Jameson, and they've been robot fighting ever since.
Yeah, so was he on Team Sawblaze at one point?
I think he may have been. I think he might have been helping out on Team Sawblaze.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I wonder how this is going to go down.
And he split off to make Team Uppercut with a robot design he really loves. And Uppercut is, you know, delivering some huge hits this year. Yeah.
They don't seem to have any bad blood, though, which is good.
No, I think it's going to be fun. But I think, having said that, they will fight their absolute hardest against each other.
I totally expect them to. And if they don't, I'll be disappointed in both of them.
It's going to be a tough fight. I saw, you know, one screenshot. It's like... 2 seconds, it's 2:58 on the clock, and it looks like Uppercut is, you know, only a couple feet away from Sawblaze and sort of pivoting in the air, fully spun up. It's going to be a brutal match. It could either go the distance, or it could be one and done. The only guarantee is there's going to be massive blows.
I am so excited to see Uppercut yeet a bigger bot. Do I think that they'll be able to get around Sawblaze to be able to do that? I don't know. Sawblaze is an incredible driver. Dustpan situation makes it incredibly hard for you to get around them in the first place.
That's the thing. We see Uppercut with the gyroscopic forces at play. They sort of, their corners come up, and that's something that Sawblaze really loves to take advantage of and knows how, is to scoop up when your corner comes up, scoop up your whole bot.
Yep. So this is going to be one for the ages, I reckon.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a magnificent fight. I just can't wait to hear Chris yelling in the commentary box.
Oh, it's going to be entertaining, that's for sure.
It's going to be some huge hits, Kenny.
Do you reckon Uppercut will have their ring on again?
Oh, I hope so. I hope we see the full knuckle duster that I'm dreaming about.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
Alex, if you're listening, you need to make a full knuckle duster for Uppercut, maybe season 6.
I love that we make this and just talk to the robot builders and designers as if they listen.
Oh, they're out there.
I don't know if they actually listen that hard, but I like to think that one day they will go back in time. Like, go back, not in time, because that's not possible. And why would they do that just to listen to our podcast?
No, that's, to reiterate, that isn't possible.
What?
Listeners. Time travel.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't understand what's happening now. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought. This is going to be a good match.
Yeah, this is going to be a great episode of our podcast as well. It's very hot in Australia again.
Oh, it's very hot in Australia, and we don't have aircon, and it kills us every time.
But back to the match at hand, Uppercut versus Sawblaze. How do you see this going? It's either going to be one huge hit or...
No, I reckon both of these bots are sturdy enough to take more than one hit from each other, even if it's each other's strongest hits. I feel like Sawblaze constantly comes back time after time and is resilient and powerful. And Uppercut is just so perfectly engineered that I feel like it can take these hits and just keep carrying on.
Yeah, it's going to be carnage out there.
It's going to be one bot soaring down onto the other bot and one bot punching the other one up.
I mean,
two different circles of kinetic energy coming at each other.
I'm pretty certain that Uppercut is bringing their fist weapon. I'm not sure which weapon Sawblaze is. I probably could have looked at it and remembered, but I do not. It's going to be interesting if they bring a saw or their sort of tooth wheel.
I think they'd be silly to bring a saw.
That's the technical term, their tooth wheel.
I like it. Their dragon wheel?
Yeah, that sounds cooler.
Yeah.
Slash and burn.
Yeah.
Taste my dragon wheel.
Dragon wheel sounds like a poker machine.
Well, look, who do you think is going to take this, Tegan? Who's going to win this? Who are you going for?
I'm going to go for Sawblaze, just because I'm loving their different vibe that they're bringing this year. I feel like this year, Sawblaze are more humble and They're not the baddies anymore. And I don't know if they ever really were.
No.
But sometimes they just kind of rub me the wrong way. But this year I'm really growing on Sawblaze. Like, they are winning me over every time. But yeah. I reckon Uppercut's going to take it.
Okay, interesting. You know what? I'm loving Sawblaze too. I'm going to be going for Uppercut though. I just love that this robot has a giant fist on it. You know, look, any robots with arms or fists, you've already got my vote. It needs to be more robot punching. It's great. It's a great time. It's a grand old time. And I think we're going to see some great hits here from Uppercut. I think they're going to take it. I think Uppercut's going to win this one. And I'm very worried to say that because I think Sawblaze is probably going to outdrive them.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest... That's going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the driving. If Uppercut can, you know, keep the weapon faced and deliver the hits rather than getting scooped up, they can probably take it. It's going to be a tough fought fight, but it's going to be a huge main event.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited for this. This whole fight card I'm excited for, honestly. There's so many bots here that I'm, like, excited to see compete again. So many bots that I'm like, I want to know how you're going to do second time around. Other bots that I've fallen in love with this season. And I'm excited to see how they perform against other bots that I've fallen in love with this season. Oh, boy. It's going to be a wild time.
It's going to be a wild one tonight on BattleBots.
Yeah. Holy smokers. All right. Well, that's all we've got to say. Email us, tell us who you think's going to win, who are you going for. That's at botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and now Facebook. You can look us up on the Facebook.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page now. Everyone have discussions on that. That'd be cool.
If you'd like to.
I mean, you can just like us. That'd be nice. No, DM us on Instagram as well. We're always up for a chat on Instagram. That's botsbotsbots.podcast. Yeah, but that's everything.
Goodbye now.
Bye. Did you have a fun time?
I had a great time. And I'll tell you when I'm going to have a better time.
Watching?
When robots grow moustaches.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.